space, the final frontier, and apparently also where we park our problems until they become someone else's emergency.
This episode draws on recent posts from One Spaceman 2000, covering the state of NASA's Artemis program, rescue gaps, a canceled lander contract, and a spacecraft waking up nearly 6 billion miles from home. Let's start with those moon mission headlines. The Artemis program is pushing toward a 2028 lunar landing, but NASA's own independent watchdog has flagged a serious gap between the mission's ambitions and its safety net.
The NASA Office of Inspector General put it plainly: should the astronauts encounter a life-threatening emergency in space or on the lunar surface, NASA does not have the capability to rescue the stranded crew.
That's not a hypothetical caveat buried in a footnote. It's the conclusion of an independent body empowered by Congress to oversee the agency. Astronauts could reach the moon with no viable extraction plan if something goes wrong.
The inspectors do acknowledge NASA is taking steps to prevent catastrophic events, but prevention and rescue are two very different things. Prevention assumes the plan works. Rescue is what you need when it doesn't.
And the commercial side of the program has its own trouble. NASA canceled a $73 million lunar lander mission with contractor Draper after years of delays and cost overruns. The spacecraft never launched.
$43 million already paid, legally obligated, unrecoverable. That's not a sunk cost. That's a crater near the moon's south pole that Draper's lander was supposed to reach.
The mission, Commercial Lunar Payload Services Task Order CP-12, began in 2022 and was intended to deliver scientific payloads to that southern crater. NASA and Draper mutually agreed to terminate it.
So the south pole of the moon remains unvisited, under-resourced, and apparently hard to reach safely, which makes the next story a useful contrast.
New Horizons, the spacecraft that gave us our first close look at Pluto, woke from its longest hibernation ever on June 23rd. It's currently 5.9 billion miles from Earth in the Kuiper Belt, and flight controllers at Johns Hopkins confirmed it is in great shape and ready to transmit science data gathered during its sleep.
Deep space, no rescue capability required, just a stored command and a very patient team in Maryland.
Huh. A rescue gap on the moon? A canceled lander? And a lone spacecraft thriving billions of miles out? The contrasts are sharp. Next time, we'll see what else is moving out there. Stay curious.